me about 19 hours and a few minutes to make the trip. I wish I could have done it faster.
On this date in 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly nonstop across the United States. She traveled from Los Angeles, California to Newark, New Jersey in just over 19 hours. The American aviator was born on July 24, 1897 in Atchison, Kansas. After high school graduation, Earhart spent a Christmas vacation visiting her sister in Toronto, Canada. After seeing wounded soldiers returning from World War I, she volunteered as a nurse's aide for the Red Cross. At a Long Beach air show in 1920, Earhart took her first plane ride. Afterwards, she began working at a variety of jobs, from photographer to truck driver, so she could earn enough money to take flying lessons. Earhart immersed herself in learning to fly. She spent a lot of her time at the airfield and cropped her hair short in the style of other women aviators. Worried what the other more experienced pilots might think of her, she even slept in her new leather jacket for 3 nights to give it a more worn look. In the summer of 1921, Earhart purchased a second-hand biplane painted bright yellow, which she nicknamed the Canary. On October 22, 1922, she flew her plane to 14,000 feet, the world altitude record for female pilots. On May 15th of the following year, Earhart became the 16th woman to be issued a pilot's license by the world governing body for aeronautics, the Federation Aeronautique. In addition to being the first woman to fly across the Atlantic in 1928, Earhart was also the first person to have flown over both oceans. In 1937, at the height of her career, she mysteriously disappeared while trying to circumnavigate the globe from the equator.
I haven't made any official announcement of any flight yet, but pilots are always dreaming dreams.
Will Counts was born in Little Rock on this date in 1931 to a family who sharecropped near Rosebud. Counts is best known in Arkansas for taking the photograph of Elizabeth Eckford being harassed by white students during the desegregation of Central High School. Early in his career, Counts worked at both the Arkansas Gazette and the Arkansas Democrat. Counts won distinction and honors for his photography and authored several books on photojournalism. He earned a Ph.D. in education at Indiana University in 1967 and served on the faculty there. He helped develop the best-regarded photojournalism department in the country and was inducted into the Indiana Journalism Hall of Fame in 1996.
Good morning. We're live in the Weather Channel Forecast Center. It's August 24th, 1992. History in the making as Hurricane Andrew is now making landfall in South Florida. We're
talking on this about date Miami in 1992, Hurricane Andrew smashed into Florida, causing record damage. According to the National Hurricane Center, Hurricane Andrew caused an estimated $25 billion in damage in the U.S. 55 deaths in Florida, Louisiana, and the Bahamas were blamed on the storm. It was the third most powerful hurricane to make landfall in the United States during the 20th century. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I could pretty well verify that we've probably seen that 120 plus even here. We've had, over the last hour, a lot of the roofing around the particular structure we're in getting peeled off. We've heard some more glass shattering. Again, we haven't been with power for a couple of hours now. And the winds have just dramatically come up.